September 6th, 12:56 p.m. The woman is clearly nuts.
Aren't you going to write any of this down?
I turn to the officer who was first on the scene. A fairly new recruit, by the look of him. His uniform still had the original creases. He's clean-shaven, and his teenage good looks have yet to fade. His eyes still hold the optimism of a cop who thinks he can make a difference. It's like a mirror reflection of myself, 15 years ago. I don't need to. It's all up here, I say, tapping my temple. I'll steal his pages and notes later if I need them. I scan the rooms of the daycare, but it's exactly what I'd expect. Multiple cribs for the babies, mats on the floor for the toddlers, high chairs, lots of toys, the faint lingering smell of baby shit.
The staff say they've never seen her before, but she's adamant that she left her child here. Husband can't be reached.
He lowers his voice.
Apparently, Mrs. Jennings didn't know her husband wasn't working at the local high school, the way he claimed.
Yeah, I've been briefed. And I argued, back at the station, that what they needed was a crisp white straitjacket, not a crime division detective. Missing kids aren't my department. Everyone knows that. Damn Mike for taking a vacation and leaving me with a case I'd never touch, given a choice.
Kids don't just vanish into thin air,
rookie cop says. If he stays on the job long enough, he'll start to believe otherwise. Loud voices in the entrance have us heading that way. A woman ducks under the single strand of crime scene tape across the open front door.
Rebecca! Jacqueline!
Ma'am, you can't enter. The daycare is closed. Rookie cop blocks the woman's path. All the parents were called immediately to pick up their children once this, Kelsey Jennings refused to leave without her imaginary child. I glance at Mrs. Jennings, now sitting on the floor in the hall. Carla, a department crisis therapist, sits next to her. Mrs. Jennings might be pretty, if I could see her face beneath the streaks of mascara and smeared lipstick. Yoga outfit suggests she's just come from a workout, meaning she's most likely upper middle class. Suburban housewives are the only reason for mid-morning group fitness classes. Carla glances at me.
Hi, Paul,
she says, her expression confirming my gut. Yep, nuts.